Welcome to Smoke Prick with a hot tub and the old man. I'm Hot Tub.
I'm the old man.
What's happening?
Let's get this thing going. I got good
news. What's up, old man?
I got good news and I got bad news about last week.
Okay.
I was cleaning it up and I lost it.
And you did what?
It's gone. I can't find it.
You big dumb dummy, it's not your dick.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if I deleted it or what the fuck I did. But I was working with it. And then next thing I know, it went. And I thought, well, you know what? I should save this and put it in another file so as not to lose it. Through all that, it went up in vapor.
Yes, Alex, let me get Big Dumb Dummy for 500, please. Oh, damn it, Jim, you're the Daily Double winner.
Nice. Rose said that you'd be mad, and I said, not a hot tub. He's laid back.
Yeah, that shit don't bother me. Look, it's not like we're not going to do another one. Fuck it.
I was so upset for hours. Rose finally came, when she came home, she was like, all right, I'll look. And I was like, I wasn't feeling bad that you would get upset. I was more annoyed because I'm not computer illiterate.
No, you're just regular illiterate, apparently.
What?
You keep quiet. What happened?
Let's talk edumacation for a moment, shall we?
Not edubucation.
Yeah. When was the last grade
you took? A couple courses. You kissed my ass.
Did you graduate the high school?
Oh, yeah. I graduated high school. Actually, no. I can't say I graduated high school.
Was it? Your,
I got.
Did you attend classes?
I got
with
my
aunt, sister,
I got my GED in jail, asshole.
You got a GED? A JUD?
Hey, answer a mile, bitch. I got my GED in jail. And I know this isn't something high to live up to, but in arts and literature and English, I was one of the highest ranking people they had had in quite a while.
Wow. The crop of people that you were with, well, that's it.
Hey,
at all.
Hey,
they were
I was the crop
geniuses.
Among criminals. You kissed my ass.
They were sheer geniuses. And I bet they was all... They wasn't book smart. They were street smart.
No, there was a few book smart motherfuckers in there. You would be surprised at the caliber of person you find out you're dealing with.
Okay, the caliber of person that you're dealing with, but... it doesn't matter. I mean, just when I think about the three dumbasses that would be in the back of the classroom just there so that they could get more rec time...
We didn't get rec time, you sorry bastard.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was it called?
The whole time I was there, I can probably count on one hand how many times we went outside.
Apparently you didn't miss any meals.
Actually, I lost weight and then gained weight in when I was in jail. I went in at 260. I left at 2. I got down to 220, and then from 220, I shot back up to 245, 250. But my chest and my arms were a lot bigger than what they are now.
So apparently, you was in the gym. You was in the gym in jail.
No.
You got your
didn't have a gym.
Huh?
Didn't have a gym.
The look on your face is like, how dare you fuck with that?
What I would do is I would read a book, and after I would read the book, I'd put it in my my laundry bag.
Let me guess
and
what the
after...
book was. The little engine that cooked.
Fuck you, hippie. So, after reading enough books and you put them in that fucking bag, that bag gets heavy. I would use that for weights. And I would also put both feet up on the top bunk. And I would put my arms on the tables and I would do dips. kind of sort of like an inverted dip. Fat boy wasn't so fat.
You had to lose that weight. You couldn't keep fucking hefting it.
Why couldn't I?
That's a lot of
ass. We had noodles. We had noodles. I ate the fuck out of some noodles. Do you understand me?
That's a lot of ass.
I still got a lot of ass. Hey, fuck you. I can't help it. I got a big ass. Don't be hating your wife like my ass. She said I got a big old booty.
That's because she's too polite to say you got a fat ass.
That's okay. It turns me on when she tells me I got a fat ass, huh? Shit.
You're just spelling it P-H-A-T.
I don't give a fuck. She can spell it F-A-T, but in my head it's going to be P-H-A-T. She tell me it nice enough, I might even twerk for her. Work it!
Work it, big boy!
Tell me my beard isn't looking majestic.
It is not.
Yes, sir. It is the majesticism that is my beard.
Majesticism? Okay? Is that a word?
Majesticism.
Is that the one that you learned from your Jid?
You're going to leave my Ged alone, bitch.
Oh, Ged. I apologize. I was doing the
short version. I get me a GED, bitch.
I get me one.
They said, sir, we'll learn you something. I was like, shit, I got you. Let me read the book. You gonna learn me something, shit.
You know, I'm not book smart, but I am street smart. Obviously not, you're here.
Why is it gotta be like that? We gotta talk about this. I'm not as violent as I once was, okay?
While you're flexing your B cup breastises.
These are firm C's, bitch.
I see you flexing them.
Huh?
I can make them dance. I can do them both dance.
You do that with your little pee tonker, don't you? You sit in the shower, you let rub two suds on that motherfucker, and you say, watch it, mama. Fuck that.
You know, I usually get them.
You notice I said two suds. That means like two and a half bubbles. The half doesn't really count, but I'm going to give it to you for moral support.
Wow. That's fucked up. I've been watching that Orange and Black, so that fucking jail shit got stuck in my head.
Oh, dude, Orange is the New Black is the shit. We watched the hell out of it when it came out.
Did you see season 7 yet?
Nah.
You want me to give you the spoiler?
No. This is fucking the hot tub and the old man, not the whole fucking hot tub old man and others.
The one in the corner.
This is not like the Avengers. This isn't Hot Tub and Friends, okay? What are you doing? Stop playing with that little motherfucker before it goes off.
That was my Erica.
Just laying the fuck out. Lolo. I can't feel my legs.
You don't really get to talk to me about being drunk. I heard all about you.
Somebody said that you was found posted up against the wall and you couldn't figure out what the fuck your name was. I heard a story about you, goddammit. What the fuck is this shit you was trying to catch the rain?
I had to pee.
What's that got to do with catching rain?
If I catch this fall from the rain.
She's telling the story.
You big dumb dummy. Tell me you did not try to lift up on the rain.
What do you mean lift up? That's a big word.
Somebody said.
You can't yourself from falling. Like the water droplets.
All right.
I'm fitting to hear this.
Now, I'm telling the story, so those in the background, hush up.
Here we go. Fight up. That's what it was.
Let him tell the story.
I was sitting on a couch, minding my own business.
And just chilling.
Just chilling. Well, apparently Puff Daddy showed up. And next thing you know, that was in like, there were two of them in rotation. And I was following the rules, which I understand in a puff puff pass situation, there's only one rule, and that's puff puff pass. Them's the rules. So I would like, I'm kind of a lightweight, so I just did a piff and pass. Piff and pass. That's the best I can do. And I did it real quick. Now, motherfucker come around again. I got it again. Got it again. And this happened I don't know how many fucking times. And I think I was drinking a little bit of Coors Light. And I had to, I felt like I needed some fresh air. And I had to pee. So I went out the back door. It was nice and cold. It had just rained. And there was rain everywhere in buckets or whatever. So I'm standing there and I am trying to pee between the rails. You know what I mean? I wasn't sober enough to play to count the number of rails I could pee on before I ran out of pee. You know what I mean?
You thought she was a typewriter?
Ding.
Ding more than twice you playing with it, bitch.
So now I'm standing there, and all of a sudden, I felt a little sleepy. So I decided to close my eyes and go to sleep where I forgot to lay down first. So I fell asleep and I laid the fuck out. I dropped like a fucking...
Never to be seen or heard from again.
Oh my God. That was like 200 of... just fell down. And I don't know if you've been... if you've ever been drinking a lot, when you start getting sick, you want to wash your face with cold water and try to get it to pass, right? So I'm laid down on the ground, knocked the fuck out, and made one hell of a noise. My daughter comes out there, and I'm laying there on the fucking porch with my dick hanging out. Knocked the fuck out. And my daughter walks in. Yo, holy shit. And off she went. Rose come out. Now, all I know is I kind of cracked my eyes and somebody, I seen my daughter. She left. Then the next thing I know, Rose is sitting on my chest smacking the fuck out of me. I wake up. I put my hand in this fucking, in the trash can lid that was upside, you know what I mean? Upside down, collected all this rainwater. So I got that water and I'm cooling my face and then I fell out again. She's still beating the shit out of me. She goes, you all right? You all right? Why did you throw water at me? She's... And then finally I got my big ass up and got the fuck out of there. And that was just on the off the back porch, and Rose and them been making fun of me ever since.
I heard about it.
Then the other day I had the same problem. Rose went to Rose and I were home, and she had just got back from the stove, from the weed store, right? And she put like an AC/DC diesel purple and wedding cake, four different strands, got put in rotation, and I tried to piff and pass, but it didn't work. Anyways,
you just kept piffing because you liked it.
I kept going, like, I can handle this. I ain't nothing going on. And all of a sudden, it fucking hit me like a ton of fucking bricks. Anyways, I finally decided I had to get up and go pee after I could barely put my legs underneath of me. And I made my way out to the dining room, made the right to the bedroom, decided I was going to stop and take a break. Mm-hmm. Well, the last thing I remember was my head hit the fucking wall and made one hell of a noise.
Is this where I come in and tell him my part?
And then Rose come over.
I want to hear the truth.
Okay.
She's the guest appearance on oh my.
There's another guest.
Come here. So anyway, so I see that he gets up, right? And I'm like, oh, he's stoned, he's fucked up. And I'm playing my spades game, and then all of a sudden I hear this sickening thud, like this, not even a thud, it was a fucking crash. Boom! I'm thinking, damn, he stubbed his toe hard. I'm waiting for, I thought he kicked something, walked into something, the lights are out, you know, he's high. I'm thinking he may not remember where he lives, you know, he might have walked into something. So I hear the crash, and then I'm listening for the, God damn it, motherfucker, you know how we do when, you know, when you stub yourself, you know you're cursing. And I didn't hear it. It was crash and nothing. And in about three seconds, my heart jumped from my chest into my throat because now my husband is not responding. I run to him. His ass is on the floor. His head is leaning against the closet door and the border of the wall. And his eyes are up in his head. And I'm like, honey, Jim. And he's not responding. His eyes go further up in his head. And then I scream, Jim! And then he wakes up. Why'd you hit me? I'm like, fuck you. You're fine. Yep. I'm always...
You know what?
Yep. Like, he scared the shit out of me.
The moral of this story is...
Don't mix your shit.
I'm going to tell you what the moral is.
What?
Go take a piss before you get high, you dumb fuck.
I know, that's twice you got up to go piss and you go dumb pass out.
Apparently, peeing is your death, man. That is your kryptonite. Every time you touch that little pee talker, you fall the fuck out. Leave him alone.
And the thing that I forgot to totally mention up until now is that when I found him once again, he was passed out with his dick out because his dick is sticking out from his underwear.
Now, that's her story. I woke up just enough. I felt her when she touched me. The first thing she touches is what? My dick.
Yes. Because it was
out. Is this okay?
Because it was out. And it was kind of hanging in a weird angle. I thought you broke it or something. No, I just, you know. No, you did. But you did. You passed out, and once again, your dick fell out your underwear.
Okay, my dick flopped out. I didn't pull it out.
No, I don't think he pulled it out because he didn't even make it to the bathroom. He only made it past that closet right there in the dining room. And then he went to grab the wall, missed the wall, fell back, and slid his ass against the wall. And then fell down.
Wedding cake, what the moral of the story is, if you eat wedding cake, you could pass out.
You need to start pissing before you get high, bitch.
Oh, my God, that tore me up. I had done...
I know I can't smoke with the big boys, so what do? I stay my puppy ass off the porch. Fuck that.
You got to get some fucking experience.
Uh-uh. Nope. I'm going to stick to my alcohol. It makes me happy.
All right. So how's your week been going, Dickweed?
You wouldn't believe it, but,
I know it's small.
The cars, you don't believe that. That's why you said it.
This ain't right. You guys just ain't right.
Hold on. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's done.
Did you drill them out?
Yep, it's done.
You didn't do it?
No, I didn't.
Pussy. Did you thread the hole?
I'll be there. Yeah, I at least started it. He did the rest of it.
Nice, good job.
I painted the entire engine bay. I've painted damn near everything on the engine. And it's ready to go in.
Go in what?
back in the car.
Oh, I thought he was talking about something else.
She over there giggling to herself. She got some of that last night. She got to go to work tomorrow.
Oh, I got to go to work tomorrow, too.
Look, she's the only woman I ever met in my life that's not about dick on a work night. It's like it'll keep her from getting up the next morning.
Oh, I'm like that, too. We have that in common. Ask Jim.
Not true.
You are not a prude. She's my nasty. I was chilling the other day and I got a notification on my motherfucking phone. She was on that goddamn Tumblr. I was like, oh shit.
Yep.
Stalker. Yeah, I'll be that. I'm a stalker when it comes to her Tumblr. I want to see what kind of nasty, freaky shit she's looking at. I'm about that life. As a nasty bastard, I need to know about the nastiness that's going on in my wife's head. I need to know.
Oh my.
They don't make anything that makes me run and scream for the hills, motherfucker.
Peanut butter and blow.
That's just gross.
Peanut butter and blow?
There's a difference. No, peanut butter and puppies. You're fucking nasty. Oh my god, that's nasty.
Peanut butter and what?
I can deal with some crazy shit, but peanut butter and puppies, I'm drawing the line, goddammit.
Peanut butter and what?
Puppies. Puppies.
So if you give a dog peanut butter, what does he do? Exactly. So we're sitting here one night watching TV, and they said something about some nasty shit on TV about how the dude had peanut butter in his room, and the dog always sleeps in dude's room. And I'm like, oh my god, that is so gross. Like, I almost gagged just the fucking thought of it. Like, I'm like, oh. So Erica thinks it's absolutely hilarious. So the next day, I go to work, I come home, and I'm like, hey, babe, how was your day? Not too bad. So we start joking back and forth, and I get her pretty good, and she goes, oh yeah, that's how you feel? How about peanut butter and puppies? I'm like, oh, no, stop.
So she gives the dog peanut butter so that he can sleep with you and fart?
No. If you give a dog peanut butter, it makes him want to lick shit. So if you put peanut butter on your Jimmy Jam, it makes the dog want to lick the motherfucker.
Oh, God, that is such a complete
Now you know why I gagged. Now you know I was fucking,
I use peanut butter to give my dog goddamn Benadryl so she can stop eating her ass.
Yeah, well, from now on, you're going to get a whole new fucking thought of it. You're like, here, just fuck it, lick your ass. So I'm going to come home one day and the dog got peanut butter on his asshole. Like, wait a minute.
That's fucking gross.
That's fucking gross. That's okay, I get her back. She doesn't like feet. She can't stand feet, so I told her, you keep playing with me, little girl. I'm going to lick your toes. She just starts gagging.
So you did it?
Hell no, I ain't that brave. I told her I was going to bust a knot in her hair if she didn't leave me to fuck alone one night. She goes, I will kill you. Yo, she was serious as a heart attack, too, son. Her eyes were big as a bitch. I wasn't testing the theory, that's for damn sure. We're like, damn, baby, you got some Aussie kangaroos jumping around in your hair. Old Paul Mitchell is just chilling right in your hair. Just goddamn. Somebody has urged to herbal right in the back of your hair bun. I'm just saying. Oh, I'm hurting. Shut the fuck up. Oh, fuck. What are you doing?
I can't find an ashtray. So I'm putting it out. On my distance.
Could you please tell Rose that I appreciate what she did for me right there? I had a Vicky Valancourt moment. I appreciate what she did for me.
You're very welcome, darling. Okay, later.
I was gonna say, you're not really my speed there, brother.
Yeah. I'm too pretty for you.
No, I just like them shaved.
Will you shave my butthole?
Look, we had this conversation the other day, me and the wife. She said that she will no longer ever try to narrow her butt again, okay? So, because apparently it burns. She narrowed her stuff and it worked fine there. Well, she narrowed her butt and it kind of burned a little bit. So I told her, I said, baby, I love you. We get Dollar Shave Club. I get 5 razor blades a month. I'm pretty sure one of them should be able to shave your butthole. I got you.
You know, I narrowed myself down there once, and oh my God, never again.
It's a special kind. It's not your regular nair. It's actual sensitive nair. Like, well, I even thought about trying shits and giggles. She did it to me once. It works.
Oh, no. I must be allergic to it, because while I was in the process of doing it, it felt a little warm, but it was tolerable, you know, because I rinsed with cold water.
His face.
But then I went to
look at his face.
I went to go make whoopee with my then boyfriend, because of course this was another life ago before I ever met Jim, you know, and I was with someone else.
You gotta get too dry, you gotta put baby oil down there. You gotta baby oil your coochie first, and then you put it on there.
No, you baby oil your coochie last.
Oh, my bad.
I didn't baby oil myself. I just narrowed myself, went to bed with a little
That's
warm.
That's the problem.
And when we proceeded to do the whoopee, oh my God, it was like... I'm just gonna say it was like
dry. You gotta put baby oil down there.
We use coconut oil. Coconut oil works pretty good.
Well, I didn't use no coconut oil. I went bare. And when you do that, it's like being stuck with a hot poker. After about 3 strokes, I said, you're gonna have to get up off me because it's too hot down there. And he's like, well, yeah, that's the point. And I said, no, I nared myself. I'm burning. Get off of me. And we had to stop. I could not do it. 3 strokes and my shit was on fire.
So you know that I've got a thing for sharp objects. We all know this.
Yes, we do.
Right?
Yes,
right.
You never,
so,
hold on, are you getting ready to put more of my business out there?
I would never do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's talking trash one night, and she's like, she puts her, you know, she's taking a bath, talking about, oh my God, I need to shave. And she just, you know, spreads open, and I'm like, I can get that for you. She goes, I ain't scared of you. Do it. Well, I pulled out the butterfly trying to be cute, and I flipped around a couple times, and I seen the look on her eyes, and she had that whole shit's about to go down look. Man, I started shaving that motherfucker with that. I ain't never seen this woman get that wet before, so to this day, I keep my knives pretty sharp, just in case you want it again.
Oh, my God.
That's fucked up. I thought you weren't going to tell her business.
I got so good at sharpening knives, I got people bringing me their knives to sharpen.
You don't tell them that story, do you?
No, they don't know that story.
I don't believe you. You just told the whole world.
I did. I just
told
Jim.
The whole world?
Yes.
I got the whole world in my hands.
Oh, I'll sing that song
with a butthole night.
And I am making whoopee. I got the whole car in my hoo-hoo. I got the whole town. I'm just making shit up. I'm shutting up.
I heard you like jewels, though. We can get you some jewels.
Butt bling.
Not the booty bling. You better stop playing.
Babe, I cleaned out the bed, and I found the glow-in-the-dark butt plug.
A glow-in-the-dark butt plug?
Yeah.
So when you ask, it's lost at night?
So when are you going to get your hood done?
Well, first off, that was supposed to be a surprise for my husband. Oh. He didn't know about it. Thank you!
It was on the Facebook, so I thought it was.
And how often does my husband look at my Facebook conversations?
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, how about this? Why don't you make it a surprise and try to talk Erica into getting her nipples done, and we'll pretend I never knew.
Okay. Your wife and I have already had a conversation to that, and you're not privy to it.
I'm not privy to a lot of shit.
Mind your damn business.
No, I was telling Erica that I met the best fucking relationship I've ever seen in my life. And she,
because I'm supposedly the dominant, but you'd be doing all kinds of shit. Hey, baby. I come home from work and be like, yo, what's for dinner? Oh, we're having this, this, and this, and these people are coming over. You know I don't like people.
He ain't even listening to me. He asked me a question, I answered it, and then he didn't even listen.
My bad. I got run in my mouth. What'd you say?
He said, I don't know if I would get a hood ring, but if I do, I think I found the girl that would do it. I met her at work.
I'm a drunk.
Hey.
Hulk, you out of nowhere, hold on real quick. All right. Give me those kick rocks.
What you saying? Hi, Mr. Jim.
Hey, buddy.
Mr. Jim, I thought it was
you ready
Jim.
You ready for a Saturday?
They only know we're coming over. They don't know nothing else.
Oh.
We're spending the night.
Wait a minute, how come you know stuff and I don't know stuff?
Hey.
He's closer to the boss than you.
Good night. Your mom said you smell like dog treats. Now go to bed.
You're playing with that peanut butter boy.
Go on.
You didn't hear what I said about hot tub?
Yes. Well, he was just flipping out.
What are you doing?
Sup? Fucking retards.
Ooh, what you doing?
Well, what else went on?
What's she doing? Nothing really. I've been working on a car every second that I get.
After somebody drilled the fucking bolts for you.
I started it.
No, you didn't.
No, I did.
I gave you everything you needed to do the job.
Man, but one fuck up. 3 millimeters to the left or to the wrong way, and I've got a fucking water jacket gone. And all this time, money, and effort that I've put into this would be out the window. Okay, I am proud of myself. I've got a 500, probably 20 horsepower monster out that bitch. And I could have ruined it.
And you want to ruin it with your foot.
Oh, I'm going to.
Exactly.
But that's the point of a toy, to play with it. That's why God gave us dicks, because we lose attention span way too quickly.
What'd you say? Just looking at my dick.
What?
I said I
that was a wrong turn. That was a fast fucking abruption. The fuck?
You said...
That GPS...
I don't know. Get the grid.
Motherfucker said left turn now.
It happens.
So yeah, I've been working on this thing every moment that I get. I've sprayed the engine bay, I've painted every fucking part I can find, I've put everything together. I'm waiting on a crane to go ahead and put the rest of it together.
When is that gonna happen?
Supposedly Sunday evening he's dropping off the crane for me. Name of the game if I have my way about it, and that's if. That's a big fucking if. If it goes right, I will show up to Dover for that particular party in her.
Oh, nice. You gonna let me drive it?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's not fair. You're supposed to share.
Oh, I'll take you for a ride all day long. I got you.
I got you on a ride. I'll Uber you. I'll call you.
Hold on, hold on. We can call it Dinner Dash. Because I'm fitting to eat that motherfucker.
I'm dashing out of here to eat it.
Hey, do you guys use that app?
What app?
It's called DoorDash.
Yep.
It's like Uber for food. Oh, my God. We just got it here, and I'd be using the shit out of it. We like Chinese food, too. That's why I'm 9 million pounds, because I like Chinese food. I'm trying to be like the next cracker version of a sumo wrestler.
Oh, my God. You're fucked up.
You going to
let your hair grow
and
put it up in the ponytail, then?
Yeah, you're going to let your You going to put a ponytail in your beard?
I ain't never seen sumo with a beard, especially not one as majestic as mine, okay?
Oh, my fucking word.
I got plans for that beard.
I ain't scared of you. You bring it on. You can make that motherfucker shiny. I don't even care.
Oh, it'll be shiny. I'm learning.
Oh, my.
I've shined up Jim a bit already.
I thought that was just his natural forehead sheen.
Nah, that's some what do you call it? Not hairspray. What's the other stuff for hair?
Just for men?
No, I forget. You fucking asshole. It's not hairspray. It's goop. Hair goop. That's gem goop on his head.
Oh, shit.
You're fucked up.
Every time you sit back, you remind me of Al Bundy. Because every time you sit back, you scoot back and get that whole Al Bundy thing going on.
But his technique is still there. And it is. Bigger and better than ever.
Hey, when I do that, do I look like a dragon?
Look, a jackass.
I already knew that was coming, dummy.
I'm doing my Jimmy Jam. You don't know.
I didn't think that camera turned into a microscope.
No. It's got a wide-angle lens.
Is it more space to look in?
No, it's wide, so you can at least get my balls.
My ball. I did a second portrait of my cock. I had to do it in panoramic.
Cack. My cack.
You have to ask cack.
My cack.
I can't even say it the way you say it. Sounds like you're saying cack.
My cack.
Sounds like you're saying cat.
C.
Cack.
It's C. C-double-A-C-K. You know what I mean?
See what I'm saying?
That's the courtesy of his Judd.
Hey, fuck you, it's a Ged.
Look, my Ged tells me. But you ain't talking to me that way. I got a Jed.
Yeah, and your college educated ass still ain't saying it right. It's a Ged, you some bitch.
I'm using the British version.
I'm an educated dumbass. That's what you are.
Oh, that's fucked
up. I'd be inclined to agree with that. I don't know about the jacket.
I have a little bit, a little touch more than a high school education. Not much more.
This is coach. I'm smarter than a dumb fuck.
Dumber than a dumbass, but you know, who's counting? I just don't know how to spell it.
I make up for prettiness and a halfway decent pee-pee.
Look at this. Bang. Always got to go with a You're dick in. Joke. Always got to go with a dick joke.
Hey.
And it only gets a half a laugh.
That's because he's cute.
Willie the one.
That little motherfucker is cute.
It looks like a little gecko.
That's okay. As long as it climbs our walls, I don't even give a fuck.
You have the red one side, and the other side gets jealous to come over and see what's going on.
Well, you better stop. It's like a cat tongue. Soft on one side, rough on the other. Keep playing.
He said, give me 6 inches and make it hurt. So you fucked her. Fucked her twice to hit her in the head with a brick.
That would explain why she loves me every day. She's actually got amnesia. She just keeps waking up playing the same day over and over.
Say hit her again. Boy, that was that.
Oh, she must get when she gets lucid, that's when she makes all the plans. Tells everybody but
yeah.
You.
Yeah, everybody but me. Ain't that a bitch?
The fucked up thing she probably did tell you, you just went, uh-huh.
No, because I can tell her shoe size.
That's because you have feet fetish.
Oh, hell no. No, I'm just... I pay attention to shit.
Up your nose.
She texted me the other day and said, what's your shoe size? I'm like, what? We've been together for all these years and you can't tell me what size my funky ass feet are?
What the fuck is you letting her... Oh,
you're gonna get some more. So, what size is it?
Why are you worried about my feet, you nasty?
I'm just wondering now.
Well, you just went. I wear a size 12.
Hey, kids.
I got an ogre feet, bitch.
That fat ass don't fall over.
That's why he gave me boat horse.
Weeble wobble.
Yeah, but I don't fall down.
Exactly. Weevils wobble, but they don't fall down.
That's right. What'd you say?
You didn't tell them kids they were going to Arlington?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, Erica did. See? I told you. I don't know.
What do you know?
That she loves me. I don't know why, but she loves me.
As long as you got that brick.
What do you mean, are you sure? That's fucked up.
She might have got the lottery ticket.
You got a lottery ticket yet? How much is it? She's concentrating. She's playing spades. You can't fuck with her concentration.
Rose is playing the same thing.
Look, she got more than a get. She's got more than a get. She's got some college education, goddammit. I can't fuck with her.
Can't have a battle of wits.
No, I'm going to lose horribly.
Oh, my God.
That's okay. She was smart enough to marry a dumb fuck. That's okay.
Really?
They don't really say that much for the odd occasion.
Is she blind? I can spell most days.
Is she blind?
She needs glasses, but...
They're capping the car so they don't get a good look at you.
Stop, because when I talk bad about myself, she gets angry and she beats me.
She gets angry.
She's angry. She fucks around and pulls a stick from underneath this bed. When I get to your house, I'm fucking you up.
That's fucking funny. That's fucking funny. I only did
Rose got me only one time where I had to sleep with one eye open. Man, that was fucking hard. I forget what we were.
Why was you scared? Was it flesh colored?
No, it wasn't flesh colored. I'm telling you, it will not be flesh colored. It better be purple. Purple. Orange. Green. Lime green. Glow in the dark. Whatever. Yeah. But not flesh.
What about... I got it. What about Trump orange?
I can do that. I like Trump.
So what you're saying is you want a Cheeto in your ass. It's just a Cheeto, bitch.
I'm fine with that, but it won't be flesh colored.
Stop eating your ass. You got me.
What'd she say?
Stop eating your ass. She's yelling at the dog.
Oh.
So anyways, I forgot what the fuck we were.
Matthew, are you holding what I think you're holding?
Is that pre-chewed?
Is that that flesh colored thing you were talking about?
Yeah. Why you got that in your mouth? That's impressive. All the way to the balls? Nice job. And you can lick them too? Son of a bitch. That Ged fucking helped out, didn't it?
Maybe it suffered a mortal wound.
Who bit it?
The dog ate the dick.
What?
She must have put peanut butter on it. That's what happened.
I keep watching you with the fucking thing and you're just all but licking it. Stroking it, touching it. Oh, just go ahead. Take it to the head.
I ain't that brave. Oh, man, the dog broke your toy.
You got a broken dick.
He said, you remember the longest yard?
Yeah.
I broke it in your toy.
I'm sorry, I broke it in your dick. That's fucking better. If only you could get a mask. Oh, you amuse me.
I bet you do.
I do.
And does this hat make my ears look big?
No, your head makes your ears look big.
Look at me a little bit. I remember you used to love me. You did marry a big dummy. Oh yeah, that was the first husband. He was dumber than me.
That's not possible.
Dude, apparently it is. What? Nothing. Grown man talk.
It is what?
He was dumber than me.
Fucking retard.
Hey, one more question. Does this wife beater make my nipples look big?
What? Let me see. Ooh, I can see your nipples from here.
I can too. Put them away.
No, keep them out. You let your beard grow long enough, I'm going to tie bows on your nipples.
What shit? I'll pull on that motherfucker. Give me a minute. It won't do it. Seriously, isn't that motherfucker pretty? God damn. You got a whole lot of nice booty. You know that? Oh. You make me want to touch myself.
So stop.
I wouldn't do it on camera. That's not nice. Your purple thing's bigger than mine. Your purple thing would probably scare him. That motherfucker's got biceps. I ain't playing with it. That's the only dildo I ever seen with fucking deltoids. She pulled that bitch out. She's like, look at this motherfucker. And it flexed on me. I'm like, wait a minute, sir.
Don't get all uppity and shit.
It's a build your own dildo site.
She said she's going to build a dick. Not even build a bear. She's going to build a dick.
I want to build a purpley dick. Purpley glistening.
Listen, Linda.
Oh no. Don't you be old Linda me. Hold up.
Listen, Linda. Tú no comprende inglés. Ay, honey. That's the only part of Spanish I actually know. Anyway.
Mi finga es muy frío. Don't make a beso.
I like to stick my finger in your ass.
My fingers are cold. Give me some head is what you said.
Thank you. It's little. So Matthew used to have 9 billion fucking stalkers, right? That's real nice. I appreciate what you're doing there for me right now, Ricky Bobby.
That beard is majestic.
I am done talking to you.
Remember, I used to start and I was going to clone you really.
I want one of them.
She told my ex that she was going to fucking clone my shit and sell it to him. What kind of shit is that?
I was going to make money.
That's some good viable shit right there.
Lots of money.
It wasn't going to be flesh colored either.
There
have been blue ones and pink ones and purple ones. No, I asked them, what's the favorite color? You know, and I'd have cloned it for them and I'd have sold it to them for like $40 a pop.
I ain't got $40 dick, I'm going to tell you that right now. I got like 15, maybe 17.
I was thinking like 4 cents.
I got $17.95, no tax.
And that's charging 5 cents an inch.
You ain't lying.
All right, so what's going on for Friday and Saturday?
You tell me. We're coming to your house. That's all I know. That's all I was privy to know.
Well, you got to let me talk, though.
I'm sorry, I was doing my Erica.
No, you're doing Jim. Erica's very competent.
You gotta have your dick out if you're gonna be Jim.
Chris, give me my thing.
Oh my God. There's something seriously wrong with y'all.
Hold on, I'm not ready yet. Hold on.
I got a feeling she's getting ready to be an asshole.
I got him.
Yeah,
somewhere right here.
I can't remember, I got some. You got a dick pocket? Wait a minute, I don't know about this. She said that's you.
Nice.
You gotta wiggle it a little bit.
Wiggle it a little bit.
No, I told you the dog bit it. It don't work no more.
Your dog seriously ate your toy dick?
Yeah, the dog ate the dick.
It was a puppy. I think I'd eat the dick.
Why did you leave?
I'm going to tell you what, that bitch is bad. It's still moving.
Why did you leave the dick unattended? How did the dog get it?
He was a puppy and got into some fucking shit. Look, he's big. So when he decides to knock something over, he's knocking it down.
Okay, I can appreciate that.
What? Why are you giving me the dick? You take the dick. Look, that kind of teabagging. Yeah, we don't teabag Jim digitally, okay? Little cyber teabagging and shit. What are you doing? This is a grown man conversation. Stop digging
people. And I've got one now, so I can be...
She didn't tell... She was going to tell me something. And no... She's there.
Well, now we got five ways to sidetrack it, but...
You're going to tell me what?
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
What are we doing for the weekend?
What are we doing?
Oh, my.
We're going to Washington, D.C. I thought... Get off of that. This is your rodeo, honey. You planned this. You said you wanted to go to Washington, D.C., to go to Arlington to on Saturday. Will you leave it alone?
All right, you guys coming out Friday?
Yeah.
Are you saying, when you taking your bum ass home?
I'm a bum ass now. Like, probably Sunday morning.
That is my wife you're talking to, and she is not a bum. I've been talking to my baby like that.
Now, what did you say?
Baby, you have my permission to slap Jim next time you see him.
I said Sunday.
All right.
Sunday.
Okay. Not that it was...
I got to work on Monday.
Oh, you got to work on what?
Monday.
Oh, no, not again.
So do I. Okay. What the fucker? You know, Allison will be here Friday night.
Who?
Who? My daughter.
Yeah, who?
My daughter.
Where's everybody going to sleep?
Who cares? We can figure it out.
That's what I need to find out.
We're all grown folk. We figured it out.
I would say if you have an air mattress, bring it.
I don't
think
one.
I
can pump up the one I got with farts.
No, don't do that. That's dangerous.
Yeah, I figured you were full of gas.
Then we'll pop a hole of it right by your head.
Oh my God. I hear you.
All right, that was all I needed to know. Allison, my daughter, is coming up for the week. I told a hot tub last week, but apparently he didn't listen to me.
Nobody ever tells me anything. What are you talking about? I just found out my uncle had surgery. Matthew knew before I did. My uncle.
Did Matthew tell you that he was born a woman?
Wait a minute, bitch.
And the estrogen, estrogen replacement
therapy
has gone wrong.
I'm gonna tell you now. If I was a woman, I should have paid more money for the dick I've got. I'm just saying, I should have paid more money and got a better one.
That's right. That's right.
I'm getting my titty.
That's right. You're sad.
That's fucked up.
Look at me. Rocket ship. Yeah, I know. I can see behind him. What do you mean look behind him? Get off my titty. My titty got feelings, man. Ow! Whoa.
Did that hurt?
Touch me there. It's my no-no swear. Huh?
Did it hurt?
You didn't see a thing. You didn't see anything.
You didn't see anything.
She can't, man, because if she rubbed my nipple, you know I got big areolas. If them nipples get hard, I'm going to fuck around and pass out.
I need areola covers.
What? You need what?
Areola covers.
I need areola covers.
They call pasties.
They're called pasties.
But you can use my tongue. It works.
I need pasties.
My tongue.
That way I can
get off of Amazon.
Jail.
I won't move.
I want them so I can stop going to Facebook jail because apparently hand bras are not allowed.
I'm okay.
I'll be trying.
My God. Your titties are bigger than your hands.
Stop touching my pee-pee.
How's that working?
Yeah. Not very good. Where my bait go?
Your bait. You masturbate.
Yeah, that's what I call it.
That's what she calls it. She calls my vape my binky.
Do
you want him to use it on her? I think the bink is safe. I'm going to hit my bink while you give me some brain. We're going to call it Binky in the Brain.
Binky in the Brain. So what are we going to do today, Pinky? Same thing we always do. Try to take over the world.
Get this brain.
You make a great Pinky.
Stop hating on my bink, yo.
I'm hating.
See, it's pretty. My bank's majestic, too.
What is it with this fucking word majestic?
It's my new favorite word.
Not my favorite. I would not describe your beard as majestic.
Fabulous. It's fucking awesome.
Fabulous.
Stop touching my butt.
With the dildo?
No, she was going straight raw. Finger. Stop playing.
You know, some guys are into that shit.
Like, she just grabbed a whole handful of ass cheek.
That's a lot.
It usually takes two.
That's a two-man lift. That ass. That's fucked up.
I'm just saying, your wife said I've got a lovely ass.
For a fat ass.
I'll be that.
Hey, that is so not nice. Why
are you
so
well, it's the truth.
That, why are you so rude to your friend? That
he's dressing out like 350.
That's just not right.
I am not. It's 315.
315? Nice.
Thank you. At least somebody loves me.
I like you. But I'm
happy. And she thinks my beard's majestic.
I wouldn't go that far. It looks like the hair on my ball sack.
It looks like a what?
Your beard looks like the hair on my ball sack.
Well, if you're using a beard straightener on your ball sack, you better stop or you kill what little bit you got left swimming around in that motherfucker. Too much heat is bad for you.
Well, it can't be that bad. You're fucking
retarded. Oh, no.
She's got the rubs. She started and can't stop.
That's fucked.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're a dick. Yeah, I'm a hard one. Thanks.
If you Viagra'd it up. Fucking dards.
I know you. They call you Jawbone.
That's fucked up. Now,
stop touching my brain.
I'm trying to make sure, I have to make sure that I don't lose this motherfucker this time.
Yeah, it'd be a great thing to do. Don't lose it, big dumb dummy.
I didn't lose it. It's in there somewhere.
Where?
In where? You know what? That sounds like a small penis joke waiting to happen.
It's
in there somewhere.
It's in there somewhere. You have to use two hands.
Just breathe real heavy and pretend.
This ain't for you. This is for me. So did you get your booty shorts for the party?
Oh, we've got our whole fucking ensemble ready, sir.
I don't even know what I'm wearing. I don't even know what it is. Like, I kind of know.
He was talking about you wearing booty shorts. Why the fuck would I wear booty shorts?
I was talking about you wearing booty shorts.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, what are you messing with?
I told you he was talking about you, not me.
Are you scared?
No, it's not my flavor, sir. I got my jeans. We good. I'm gonna wear my jeans and no boxing draws. That's how we doing it.
You ain't gonna wear underwear?
No, yes. I never do.
Oh, that's Egypt. Gross.
What the hell are you doing?
I probably haven't worn underwear since I was about 16. Only time I wear underwear is if I know I'm going to the hospital.
Your mama didn't tell you when you was a kid to put clean underwear on every day.
She did up until a certain point, and then she realized it was pointless because I didn't have... Look, she knew they were folded and pretty sitting in the damn drawer, and I never wore them bitches. Wow.
That's disgusting.
Wow. Yeah, it is what it is. That's probably why I got so many goddamn kids. We didn't kill them.
He's riding free bird since he was 16.
Free balling is not why you have so many children.
Well, they tell you if you wear boxers, it supposedly is too much heat on your balls, and heat is bad for your balls and will kill your sperm count.
I wore tidy whiteys and I had three children.
So you were an exception.
Actually, my tidy whiteys were brown.
They weren't tidy whiteys, they were tidy brownies.
It was the color of the underwear in the army. It was brown.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Hides the shit stains.
You don't have to tell me the story, sir.
So now what happens if you're, let's say that you're at work and you've got the runs and you shit on yourself a little bit.
I don't carry my ass to work if I got the runs.
You never have.
The difference is I can pull my pants down faster than you can pull both of your shits down, and I can go potty faster.
So what happens if you have a sneeze that turns into a fart that turns into an explosion?
I've never had that happen, but I feel like I'm going to get in my car and drive 6 minutes down the road to my goddamn house. I had my pants rip at work. That sucked. Whole ass cheek get ready to hang out. I had to hurry up. Look, boss, I gotta go. What's wrong, man? I ripped my whole ass cheek open.
I tore my ass.
The fucked up part is that's a true statement. I really told my boss I ripped my pants. My whole ass cheek's all hanging out.
And that's a lot of ass.
I try wearing boxer briefs.
At my age, I can't never really trust a fart, so. I don't think I've been able to trust them since I was, for the last 15 years. One day you'll get in that position where you can't trust one.
First of all, I don't like how you said I'm going to get in the position. I don't like how that started.
Well, it would have to be ass up and ankles down.
Fuck, do I even at least get told I'm pretty first?
Come on. You're the prettiest boy at the closing time at the bar.
I'm going home with you, motherfucker.
With your majestic beard.
With your majestic beard. That, and this is all you can pull with that majestic beard. Beard.
She's gorgeous.
That's true, but we weren't talking about her. I picked you up at the bar at closing time. With your sorry ass majestic beard.
I didn't even have the beard when you brought me home. You brought me home all natural, motherfucker.
I done shaved it in it.
You brought me home with no beard or boxing draws, you nasty.
Well, I still got your clothes here.
She likes what?
She said she found your underwear here.
And your socks.
That's a bug.
Your hot
socks. I ain't got no underwear. Here. How the fuck she find my underwear? They hers.
They hers. They not mine. I might have worn hers once. How many times you wear your wife's underwear?
Man, it was only a couple times. Fuck.
That's fucking funny.
How's that, smartass?
How many times she wear your drawers?
Every fucking day.
No, she wears the pants. Does that mean you can walk around?
I bought underwear, and she wears them. She'll go to work out in my boxing drawers. She'll go to work in my boxing drawers and my shorts with wearing my t-shirt. The only thing she's wearing is hers, is her glasses and bra.
That's because the bras, you guys ain't the same size yet.
So I got a C and a B. Fuck you.
One day you'll be able to swap bras.
Don't be hating. My titties are pretty.
I got a majestic beard and pretty titties.
You can't make your titties jump.
I am the fucking belle of the ball.
This is the back pop of love, motherfucker.
Now you remind me of that fat guy in Fight Club.
I am not Meatloaf, bitch. You go to hell.
The big old bitch hit.
I will do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Again. I thought you were a tricycle.
Babe, he's being mean to me. That's my baby. It makes me feel better.
What do you mean you can't find it? Why are you staring at me like that?
That way he feels pretty. That's why he calls me fat. It's his defense mechanism.
I just calls it as I sees him. That's it. And if I don't see
him, you can't see shit, you blind bitch.
What?
If you weren't issued glasses, you wouldn't be able to see shit. And you notice I said issued.
What do you mean issued?
If you weren't issued glasses, you wouldn't be able to see, bitch.
Uncle Sam, mate, give me them.
I figured if Uncle Sam wanted me to see, he'd have gave me glasses.
He did. When I was in basic training, they took our civilian glasses until we got our BCTs in. And he would call the civilian glasses Hollywood come fuck me glasses.
Did you wear the cute little mommy hats too?
No, but then we got our birth control glasses. And why the fuck did they call them that? Because you couldn't get no pussy with wearing them fucking things. They was ugly as fuck.
Looking like Drew Carey.
Yeah, and they wouldn't give me my Hollywood come fuck me. It's hard to walk around with them motherfuckers. And they give us a nice haircut.
High and tight.
And they made us get a haircut, and then made us pay for it too. It was fucking hilarious when I fucking figured it out. And it took years later before I finally figured out what they had done. What are you doing?
I'm rubbing her butt.
What is she doing?
You know, you don't rub my butt. The only time you rub my butt is when you want something. Why can't I get my butt massaged?
Listen here. I feed her and rub her butt.
Why can't you do that? Why can't you rub my butt? I rub your private parts all the time. Why can't you rub my butt?
Got me in the buttocks. They called it a $1 million wound, but I never see no money.
Look, and she gets ice cream all the time.
In her buttocks?
She's fucking spoiled.
We know this.
So anyway, give her the back to my ass rubbing.
Oh my goodness.
I will not.
I'm always rubbing her butt because I've got ulterior motives. No, I'm trying to get a hold of that motherfucker. I figure if I'm nice and gentle and rub it real sweet, I might get in that motherfucker.
Six to water.
You're gonna love this. Check this out. So we had an issue with our water. Our water shut the fuck off and wouldn't come back on, so I had to fix it. So on the second day with no water, old Bright one over here made a fatal mistake.
Oh no.
She fucked up. She told me, she goes, I swear to God, if you could just get the water going, I'll give you the butt. You'll do what? I'll give you the ass. I will give you the asshole if you get the water going. I said, shit. She goes, I'm going to go to my sister's house and have dinner. Let me know. She came home, and about 20 minutes later, I had motherfucking water going, and I said, hey, babe, how about that asshole? Hell no, I ain't got it yet. She playing coy as a motherfucker.
I don't remember that conversation.
Oh, no, she remembers. She can't even back out of that one. And I meant that pun intended.
Me?
No. So you gotta give up the butthole.
No. She's going to. She's got the memo and everything.
Did you get the permission slip signed?
I signed my side. She's yet to sign hers.
There was no written documentation of this set of events.
What?
I signed no contract.
She falls asleep drooling. She's going to be drooling from the other end, I'm trying to tell you.
Ew!
That might wake you up.
She said, something's leaking from my butthole.
Every time I fart, it sounds like that.
Letterkenny. That shit's retarded. Old fucking Canadians.
So she put her finger in my butthole.
She put her finger in my butthole.
I kind of liked it.
I know we've had a little do's and don'ts betwixt the sheets, but
she put her finger in my butthole.
What the fuck is that?
It's called Letterkenny.
It's one of the dumbest things ever. Swear to God.
I'm telling you, when I get a chance, I'm going to look that shit up, and I'm going to send it to you so you can laugh just as hard as I did. Because I'm like, man, Canadians are stupid anyway. Fuck, overeducated free asses. And then they start talking, and you're like, really? Bye.
What are you doing?
I see my cards. What the fuck?
Talking to you. I told you what I'm doing. I'm multitasking. I'll teach you how to do it one day.
Letter Kenny.
So you can't be multitasking if you shut your fucking pie hole and I don't hear you talking.
No. I'm letting you talk.
My butt's cold.
Yeah, there you go. All up in there. That's my job. I'm trying to be all up in your butthole. All right, listen.
Listen, Linda. Listen.
Yes, Linda. What, Linda?
You're hocking the ball around with your pals the other day. Hey, I did look at Tweety there, poorly, Dan. I liked that round last night. Great, too. After the chip rock. Fries and gravy. I had mine with gravy. Yeah, hers with salt and malt vinegar. No, salt and malt vinegar is not a traditional way to dress french fries in the United States. What the fuck is wrong with them? Like, malt vinegar is not a safe condiment on tabletop restaurants in the United States. I'll figure it out. What I say is figure it out. Yeah, no vinegars on the table. No craft peanut butter. I'll figure it out. Fair enough. I get those cotton balls messed up. No ketchup dips either. Figure it out. We really ought to write a letter. You got six different types of cattle crunch, though. How do you know that? Talk to me. Talk about it on the Just Career. I remember his name, though. The guy, though. Long winded for my taste, but yeah, pretty good guy. I'm glad to hear his good guy, at least. Do they have running water down there? Anywho, yeah, even went so well that we got to a little bit of a fool around. Good French, you're kind of line there, Derek. Go for sure. No, you're really in line, Derek. But in French, that much I will reveal. You already revealed that much. Might as well just tell us if you want it for sure.
Simply just tell, Derek.
I don't like to just to tell, but. The French took the hard left turn from which I have yet to recover. You know what? I'm not asking you to kiss and tell. That's impolite.
Kind of curious. Kiss and tell.
I'm sure you boys have had a couple curveballs thrown your way to break the sheet.
Well, not to be impolite, but you know, sometimes a gal will be kissing around on like the area. Near your genitals, but not quite on your genitals. Make you take what's in your.
Well, not to be impolite, but sometimes gals do some kissing on the ear. It makes me uncomfortable, because even though I clean my ear, sometimes the tater will roll out of there unexpected.
I kind of like both of those. Not quite felt good again every 5 days.
Well, first to be impolite, but this gal suggested. Maybe I should have some attention paid
to
my butthole. Whatever happened to you guys? You ever have a girl suggest that you need some attention paid
to my butthole?
Your butthole.
She needs some attention space. She must hold.
A hard no. Put a couple of fingers up there. Turns out you got a prerogative stone up there. Found a hot button. Came for the tickle and, yeah. It feels pretty good, you guys, okay?
Oh, fine.
I really like it.
I like it.
Very natural.
Nice. Body.
Oh, God.
I'm building the prostate.
What? All right, I'm done with that.
It turns out you've got a erogenous zone up there.
That's fucking like.
Oh, dude, first time I heard that, I couldn't breathe. That's laughing so hard, I could not fucking breathe.
I seen a meme today with Kermit the Frog in, sitting in the shower when. The caption was basically,
I saw that.
When she says anal is okay and didn't know that meant to you. Or something like that.
I died.
That's fucked up.
She said okay. Maybe that's what Erica meant.
You watch your mouth. You watch your dirty potty ass mouth.
She gonna strap on a flesh colored dildo and pound that.
No. No. There's no peanut butter.
Pound that majestic beard. Your butthole beard. While puppies and peanut butter are in the corner.
God, you're disgusting. You're fucking nasty. I hate you right now.
So watch it. When she says, let's watch a porn together, she puts on puppies and peanut butter.
You're fucking disgusting. We could have been friends, and then you took this hard fucking left turn.
Oh, shit. Oh.
I hope you shit on yourself.
Oh, my God. Puppies and peanut butter and a finger in your butthole. Rub it on your no-no square.
You know what? I'm not talking to you.
Oh, fuck. That's even going to be better if you're at the party and go, hey, hot tub, let's go to the puppies and peanut butter room. Oh, shit.
He's talking about going to the puppies and peanut butter room. Oh, they got toe sucking in there.
That's right next to the toe sucking one. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
You're an asshole.
That's fucking funny.
You hurt yourself, didn't you? Look, that fucker's still laughing.
Oh, fuck. I am gonna use that every chance I get.
Hey, you want another good one? Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
You gotta watch.
That's fucked up. You're fucked up. Oh, fuck. Can't stop crying.
Dumbass. Oh, yeah. You little pansy.
That's fucking funny.
Alright, old man. I gotta get ready to go to bed.
Alright, man. I will talk to you later. Hopefully I won't lose this one.